Magandang gabi, Sinyong Lahan, and welcome to the Filipino-American National News. I'm Alan Bunju. On tonight's show, we will have a review of the recently completed FMA Basketball Invitational, which took place this past weekend, July 15th through the 16th at the Legacy Hoops Academy in Woodbury, Minnesota. We also like to thank our guest who helped preview the FMA Basketball Invitational last weekend here on the Filipino American National News, that being the chairperson Boo Dava, along with AJ Montone of Team Toba out of Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada, along with Tony Perez from Team Chopau, and Jamel Harris, who did double duty on both the 40-plus Masters division with Furious Lechon, and in the open division with the Avengers. Speaking of the tournament, we're going to give our preview of said tournament. But first, we're going to play a song from the Black Eyed Peas, appropriate for this past weekend, because the name of this song is entitled Showdown.
Ignore all the haters, inform all the latest. It's going down now and not a tad bit later. In 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1. You ready? You ready? Get ready for the showdown. Get ready for the showdown. In the building, and I'm here to motivate ya. Show you how we do it, reach the demonstrators. The funk for your trunk, take you high like elevators. Give you what you want, courtesy, Mr. Pineda. We breaking down them barriers, call us the penetrators. Electrify your area, psst, yeah. Go ahead and hate us, it only makes us greater. It's going down now, not a tad bit later. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1. You ready? You ready? Get ready for the showdown. Get ready for the showdown. Yo, it's about to go down. Yo, it's about to go, go down. It's going down, 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 It's coming, yeah, it's coming, yeah,
We the showstoppers, show rockers, show y'all how we rock shit, gotcha. All open, no joking, wanna rock it like this, keep open. Obama, no drama, keep hitting them skins like Tama. Big drumming, we coming, we coming, we coming.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Once again, that was the Black Eyed Peas with their track Showdown. Speaking of Showdown, Showdown definitely took place there in Woodbury, Minnesota at the Legacy Hoops Academy at the event largely considered the largest two-day gathering in the Filipino community here in Minnesota. We had a total of 20 teams competing in this year's tournament amongst three divisions. You had six teams in the open division, six teams in the 40 plus masters division, and a total of eight teams in the 6 feet and under divisions. Speaking of the guests that we had last week, they all walked out with championships in the respective divisions of the tournament. So I guess the Filipino American National News is a bit of a lucky charm for the winners of this year's tournament. In the Masters division, the Furious Lechon was able to get their first championship in that division as they defeated Tropa 40 in the finals. The Furious Lechon was able to exercise from demons from the past by defeating in the semifinals the two-time defending champion, the Double Lechon Guard. And Jamel Harris, our guest on the show, did contribute quite a lot for the Furious Lechon as he was one of their leading scorers, if not the leading scorer. Looks like he totaled, in regards of scoring, a total of 74 points through four games and definitely was shooting hot from three-point range. In regards to the 6 feet and under division, the team of Chopao, which Tony Perez was, in fact, a team member or teammate on that team, they were able to defeat a team sponsored by the Filipino Village. For those of you who are not familiar with the Filipino Village, they are a Filipino grocery store located outs in Mounds View, Minnesota. For some of the members of Chopao, this was a back-to-back championship. I believe their team name last year was Next Up, and they were able to win the championship in a very tough-fought close game from what I could see when I was able to watch their game. So congratulations to the team of Chopao. Speaking of the open division, our friends from Canada, Team Toba, the team that is our guest last week, AJ Monton, is one of the leaders, if not the captain and organizer of that team. They were able to pull out the championship against the MLM Kitchen, a.k.a. the Minnesota Heat, in the championship finals game. As we spoke last week here on the Filipino American National News, the Team Toba was playing with a bit of a heavy heart as one of their teammates, the man that they called the glue of their team, Jay, recently passed away this past winter. And part of the reason that they decided to come back after some time away in playing the FMA Basketball Invitational was to honor Jay's memory. But as we got off the air last week on the Filipino-American National News, some other tragic news came out of Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada, as Neil Blanca, a longtime organizer in the basketball community of Winnipeg, not only for the Filipinos out there, but also just the overall basketball scene. He was a person that helped establish the Manitoba Magic in 2002. He had recently passed away last weekend, I believe. And his two sons, Cash Blanca and Casey Blanca, were part of that team. So they definitely were playing with a heavy heart and definitely playing with some inspiration, not only for their fallen teammate Jay, but for the father of their two teammates, Casey and Cash Blanca, as they definitely put on a show for everybody here in Minnesota. This is, for some people, the first time they got to experience what sort of energy, what sort of skill level that the Team Toba had. They definitely had some really great players, such as Vinny Munoz, who really took it to the Avengers in the semifinal game. You also had Trey Wynn, who also was just a spark plug out there with high energy, very shifty, getting to the basket, always knew where to be, along with Chris, I believe last name is Batalai, who also had a phenomenal phenomenal finals game this year at the FMA Basketball Invitational. Even having the likes of Jason Perkins on the Avengers, who hasn't played in FMA since 2012, but now is currently a professional basketball player in the Philippine Basketball Association for the Phoenix Fuel Masters. He was able to play as he's taken a season off from the PBA, but he'll be back in the Philippines shortly. So it was great to see Jason take the time to be part of the community once again and participate in the Basketball Invitational. So kudos to all the players out this weekend that played their hearts out in regards to the Basketball Invitational. And hopefully next year we will have another great turnout. I believe Toba said that they will be back to defend their championship. So I hope everybody here gears up, gets ready, gets that cardio in, because those young men, those men out there can definitely run for days. So congratulations to all the teams that participated, but especially the three champions in the three divisions. Congratulations to Furious Lechon, the winners of the 40-plus Masters division, along with Chopao, the winners of the 6 feet and under division. And congratulations to Team Toba, who has won their third FMA Basketball Invitational. But for right now, we are going to play a song by the group True Faith. And the name of this song is Huang Na Lang Kaya.
Okay.
nilalaman ng puso ko. Maunawaan mo kaya o baka sampalin mo lang ang aking mukha. Nagdadalawang isip na wag na lang kaya wag na lang kaya. Kasintahan, naninikip ang dyan. Wag na lang kaya wag na lang kaya. Kasintahan, naninikip ang tiyan. Wag na lang kaya wag na lang kaya.
Once again, that was True Faith with Wag Na Lang Kaya. You're listening to the Filipino American National News, which is heard every Sunday here on KFAI from 9 to 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time on 90.3 FM and also online at kfai.org/Filipino American National News. Our shows are archived up to 2 weeks. And you can also listen via the KFAI app that you can find on both Google Play and the Apple Store. I'd like to thank Daryl from Furious Lechon, as he did give me a correction in regards to the team that they played in the finals. Tropong Ilonggo was the team that they played in the finals. And as we reiterated earlier, congratulations to all the teams that participated in this week's 17th annual Phil Minnesotan Basketball Invitational. In terms of news, we'll get to that next week on the Filipino American National News. But as we spoke of the largest two-day gathering in the Filipino community here in Minnesota, next week, the largest one-day gathering, the 35th annual Philippine Day, which is presented by the Cultural Society of Filipino Americans, will be taking place from 12 p.m. through 4 to 5 p.m. at the Woodbury High School parking lot / Ojibwe Park. You can find traditional Filipino dancing, performances by local singers and dancers, many different Filipino businesses will be there, especially the various types of food that people have come to enjoy in regards to the Philippine Day event. I would in terms of advice I would give our listening audience out there. If you're looking to get food there at the event, arrive early, because last year there were long lines upwards to an hour or so. But for right now, we're going to end the show with two songs. One from legendary Filipino singer Sharon Cuneta with her song Dina Naturo, and a song by Drop and Harmony, a.k.a. DNH, entitled My Friend. Stay tuned for sound effects.
Diyan ka na naman, tinutukso-tukso ang aking puso. Ilang ulit na bang iniiwasan ka, di na natuto.
Fresh Air Community Radio is KFAI-FM Minneapolis-St. Paul. Online and archived at KFAI.org, the community's true voice.